And now, 50 years of the Beatles' iconic album, Abbey Road.
The last record on which all four Beatles recorded together. It is as famous for its music as for its iconic cover photo. Although the group released one more album, Let It Be, in 1970, most of its songs were recorded before Abbey Road's. So the recording sessions for Abbey Road, done in the famous Abbey Road Studios, were the last in which all four members participated. The idea for Abbey Road came from Paul McCartney. After the unpleasant studio sessions for Let It Be, with bitter arguments taking place between the band members, McCartney suggested to the group's regular producer George Martin that they make an album the way we used to do it. Martin agreed if the Beatles allowed him to produce it in the old way, with no interference from John Lennon. The atmosphere was better, but there were still arguments, especially over the presence of Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono. Lennon and Ono had a car accident during the sessions. The doctor recommended that Ono stay in bed. Lennon installed a bed in the studio. The album was a compromise between the different ideas of Lennon and McCartney. Lennon wanted a traditional album with unrelated songs. McCartney and Martin preferred a thematic approach, similar to the record Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Lennon said he wanted his songs on one side and McCartney's on the other. In the end, famously, the first side had unrelated songs by Lennon, and the second a medley of songs edited as a single track. Lennon later said that McCartney's songs were music for the grannies. The album had mixed reviews at first. The New York Times called the music nothing special. Life magazine said it was not one of the Beatles' great albums. Rolling Stone, however, compared it to Sgt. Pepper. On the other hand, Abbey Road was a huge success with the public. It was number one in the UK for 17 weeks and for 12 weeks in the USA. Over the years, critics slowly began to praise the record. It is now considered to be one of the Beatles' best albums, and some critics call it one of the greatest records of all time. Abbey Road is also famous for its cover. The photo of the four band members walking across the zebra crossing outside the Abbey Road studios is one of the most imitated images in the history of popular music. Local police stopped the traffic and gave photographer Ian McMillan 10 minutes for his work. McMillan took just 6 photos, and McCartney made the final choice. These days, the council has to repaint the wall by the crossing every 3 months to cover up fans' graffiti. The street sign was regularly stolen until the council put it out of reach on the wall. And in 2011, a company installed a camera there that live streams footage of the crossing to anyone who wants to watch it. The cover was also used to support one of the strangest stories in popular music. In 1969, there was a rumor that Paul McCartney had died and his place occupied by a lookalike. According to some people, Abbey Road's cover supported this theory. They said that the Beatles were walking out of a cemetery in a funeral procession. Lennon, dressed in white, was a religious figure. Starr, dressed in black, was the undertaker. McCartney, out of step, was the barefoot corpse. And Harrison, dressed in denim, was the gravedigger. Recording finished on August the 20th, the last day on which all four Beatles were in the studio together. The last song on the album, The End, finishes with the line, "And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make." The track has Starr's only drum solo, and also features guitar solos from the other three Beatles. Neil McCormack of the Daily Telegraph called it the Beatles' last love letter to the world.